This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. The Lord has been speaking a phrase to me, keep yourself in the love of God. Today I ask all of our staff to listen as I shared what I had on my heart. It will be here today and the rest of this week. I want you to hear it and I want you to have it.
Keep yourself in the love of God. And I'll tell you how tough Jesus is. He told Peter how he was going to die. When you're old, they're going to bind you and take you where you don't want to go. And so Peter said, well, what about him, John? And Jesus said, what's that to you? And all the disciples were dead, and John was still living. And the word got around, he was never going to die. And they died not knowing if he was going to die or not. But it isn't any of your business if someone else doesn't walk in love. It's you keep yourself in the love of God. You got to guard. You got to watch over yourself. Watch is a real plain word in that. It's a part of that word. You got to keep a watch over you. You got to keep a watch over your flesh and a watch over your tongue and a watch over your thoughts. Now, prayers, we have got to have some power. And faith is power. But a long time ago, before I came in the working for God, I worked in the world. And I worked for Anaconda Wire and Cable Company, which makes electrical wire. And I worked in a district office where we did big jobs, like they were going to put electrical power across the United States. We had a big part in doing that once. And you would build those cables up from the inside. The engineers would give you specs. And I'd write up the specs and see that we met them and things like that. It was an office job, but it was very enlightening. Because the power, that electrical power, has to go down a conductor. Sometimes a conductor was just some copper wires of a certain gauge. But they had to be insulated, or even the small gauge could kill people. So it had to be insulated, like with rubber or PVC. And then sometimes we had great, huge cables that were huge like this and showed all the different power conductors were in there, aluminum and copper and whatever, twisted and whatever. But man, they had to have some insulation. And the Lord said to me once, the power is faith, but it's got to be insulated by love. And I am not going to turn up the power in you if you do not walk in love. And at that time, I was married to Kent Brim. And the Lord said to me, you cannot just be nice over at Kenneth Hagin Ministries and walk in love and be sweet and nice and kind to everybody, and then go home and spout off at Kent. I cannot, he said, there is not an angel that follows you around turning a valve up, and power down. You're not going to have power up and power down. Inconsistency lies the power. That is a word that God gave Gloria. When God sees and the devil sees that you are going to consistently walk in love, then he's going to turn up the power in you. And if he can get a group of prayers, if he can get the WWPs, just the WWPs, to walk in love, he can turn the power up so that he says, if we pray according to his will, we know that he hears us, and if he hears us, then we have what we ask for. Amen. We should never ask for anything we don't get. But it's going to depend on if we kept ourselves in the love of God. And Satan, who is a legalist, He's going to be watching you. He's going to be watching you. And his number one, remember how Jesus said, and when you stand praying, forgive? The number one place he's going to get you. You only got one law anyway. And that's the law of love. You just have to know how serious it is. I don't want to scare you. But you have got to know how serious it is. But you have got to know also how complete your victory is.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yep. Complete.
Amen.
If you do it, you can't just hear the word of God. Oh, it's nice to walk in love. You've got to do it. So how do you do it? How do you do it? You see, he's already been judged, but he's still on the loose. And he's headed for the pit, but he's still on the loose. I remember working for Kenneth Hagin Ministries, and it was my job to put his lessons into print. Randy, have you got one of these? You got one in your hand? I don't see it. Well, here. You're in here. Bless the Lord. Randy used to say, oh, he told me, he said, when she'd talk on love, I'd think, oh no, here it comes again. But then he said, one day I listened. How to walk in love. How can you do it? You have to know how to do it or you ain't going to keep yourself in the love of God. Bless the Lord. I don't know if I put that on here or not. Yeah, I did. I want you to go to page 2, and we're just going to see that this is our commandment. This is our only commandment. Under number 4, page 2, John 13, 34, and 35, Jesus said just before he went to the cross, and he's giving them new covenant realities. This is going to be for us. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all know that you are my disciples, if you have loved one to another. So I just wanted you to know that's your law. That's the only law you're under. But you're under it. Okay, now this is how to walk in love. Brother Hagin had a seminar on how to walk in love. I really thought I was good at it. I really thought any troubles we had in our house were Kent. And I had been brought up in church, and I'm generations back Christians. And Kent's father only got saved when Kent was like 18. Or 16 or 17, 18. And his dad got saved, and Kent got saved the same day. Same revival. So it was my job to train him. I had to train him to tithe, and oh my goodness, that was a hard one. Take my hard-earned money, 10%, give down there? Yes, yes. And it, my modus operandi was, if he didn't do it, I cried until he did it. And he knew the game, and he played it to the nth degree, and then finally he wrote the tithe check. So I went to the seminar, and I had my steno pad, and I'm taking notes because I'm going to put this into lessons. It's my job. I really don't need the seminar, but it's my job, you know. To... So Brother Hagin, he should teach us how to do it. How you do it. Number one, you must be born again. Because the kind of love that he told you to walk in is not natural human love. Natural human love is selfish. Natural human love says there's no man good enough for my daughters. No girl good enough for my son. That's natural human love. And it's usually pretty selfish. You must be born again because we're speaking of the God kind of love. and not natural human love. Natural human love can swear in the longest white dress with the longest train that you've paid several thousand dollars for, can swear at an altar, and the man is going to cost him for the honeymoon several thousand dollars, and they can go down that aisle and swear that they'll, what does it say? All the swearing they do. Love till death do you part, I don't care what, love, honor, I don't know. And be in a divorce court in a year or two or three. That's natural human love for you. And Brother Hagin said this, the God kind of love has never been to a divorce court. Two believers walking in the God kind of love have never and never will go to a divorce court. Plenty of believers have gone to divorce courts, but they were not keeping themselves in the love of God. At least one of them, of the two. At least one of them of the two was not walking in love. And pretty often, two. So you have to be born again. Because this kind of love that God told you to walk in, Jesus told you to walk in, is divine love. And you just don't pluck it out of the air. It gets in you at a certain time. It gets in you when you're born again. The moment you're born again, the Holy Ghost does this. The second step, you have to know Romans 5:5. And I'm just going to read the yellow part. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The moment you are born again, the God kind of love got shed abroad in your heart, your spirit, not your natural heart. You don't love with your natural heart. You even don't do natural human love with your heart. Even emotional love, they say, is more the liver. You love with your liver. So anyway, it's not your natural heart. It's your spirit. When the Bible says heart, it means spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, every bit of you, set you all apart. And here's the whole of you. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is very elementary to understand that man is a spirit. You are a spirit. You have a soul, your mind, will, and emotions, and you live in a body. You are a trinity. You're going to be walking in the highest kind of faith when your trinity is in unity.
Shalom. What we gave today, what I shared with you today, is a part of something the Lord laid on my heart with the phrase, keep yourself in the love of God. I called all my staff together, every place where they are. We gave it on the Wednesday broadcast. You actually can get it on the archives. Watch the archives, June 18, 2014. But we're going to put it into CD and DVD for you who don't maybe do internet. And just ask for Keep Yourself in the Love of God. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. It's $5. Shalom.